Hey Taita, hola, hola Zimbabwe muhle. Mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Ndinomgamchira imjirongo wachedu cheveche diki. Uhlelo The Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ndinomgamchira imjirongo wachedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Omuhle, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing, as we all know? As we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +12024650318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Mushi. As usual, you can join us live. You can call us live on air on +12026192077. Anoti 909 medium wave frequency, pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065 ne pa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet mthwakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashana.com, and lastly we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abasithandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, njalo sikhona ku VOAndebele. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading you live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like lama heart musakangane zvekare kushare chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nohwandu hwedu. Hey taita, hey ta, hola ndeipiko hama dzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Oya man, Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I tawura neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uthi hey imali yeqolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget Zimbabwe Muhle to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisa ukukhuluma lami ndiripo, see for the next hour, tripana pa mapage elu matatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. Manzwa nyayathukuzela nasi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku swelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, who are young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nikros Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nikros. Let's hear what he has to say about utaba lukone kutwin. Va Kajengo, ndi nomkamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimika mapinda, ndimika magabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Certainly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional. By regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate, and road settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating, and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first caller on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renari Rapto Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Sakabatai pa Renari Nditore Mtereri. Kola kola ekwengweni, mlaleli okone ekwengweni, ngubani? Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma nge-agricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane.
Ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzane yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
I-agriculture yaseZimbabwe ingathi iza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto eziningi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi i-agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelopi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, which would see, you know, the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. In njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakho ungakalungisa ngesimo seZimbabwe angeke kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane besanzi benotho weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza kathesi akuna muntu ongavuma ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mabva kunzwa khona vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maondro avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa tangai matiudzawo maondro enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa ivo nemaondro avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kuna South Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kuna naBotswana saivo. VaSibanda hanzi aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka agricultural sector, it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maondro avaKajengo. VaKajengo, muchiripo parinati?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard VaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaondro avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture, Water, and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now, we've got
VaKajengo,
draft yes, sir.
I think technology irikumbotinetsa kunoko. Vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai. Saka regai tisange takudropai and then talk phone right back. Then 1 second, producer wangu achakufonerai back.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo 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 and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guest neniwo ndiri kutoona kuti haizve chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Ndivo vanoshanda kapa youth desk. Tambotitua unzo uka pachurongwa ni kutu kajinji abantaba ningi. Baru kuchema chema waru kutai wa mputi maik tipe uka mkana kutitimbo taura ni wakuruwe urumende. Saka nasi ndaku unzirai kuti munyato wana umkana ukutawara na umu wabvunze zese asitati nasi timbo tarisa unyaye unemployment ili munyika. Right, timbo tarisa upani mapeje duma tatu wana waru kutichiko. Ukumbulani ngube uko na ekasinde tu elevio endebele uti Zimbabwe asazi kutukuzolunga. Then lombuso wako kona hayi kutwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsunduzi wandlovu uthi Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila ndlovini wena unjani nangu tenda emshonganzi Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ko ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa uTerminus Masuku wazi wafake nombolo yake wathi ngifisa ungena kuhlelo Terminus zakudinga size singenise kuhlelo nangu mama Nomsa Nekevane uthi evening VOA mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uthi evening Mike I hope you're well. Na nguthuli masoka nguye waphinda wafaki umlayezo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnomzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zvirufambe.
Thank you very much.
Right. Chiendra imberi ninyaya mam chikurukuru.
Okay. I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa is now creating conducive environment favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it's a very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, vakawanda vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kuti vakawanda vechidiki, when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like varikutya, vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons. Amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results. Uyeje, varikuti, they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition, whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm, regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe muterere ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola mlalele kone cingweni ari pari nhare ndiani.
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiyana riparunare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikhona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ah ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu.
Mm.
Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa sithwele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima.
Mm.
Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe engomunye owalelwa ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokhu abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababonyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNikros Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima, bayalima, so indlala iphumaphi? Where's the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngirong ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abayenza ngayo laba bantu abezana, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angikuboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibili ukuthi anibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izimbuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevisile, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vela sohulumende le. Futhi ungazi ukuthi umgqabe wayengcono kulalo. Sithwele nzima sibile, vele kasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandaba mabva kunzwa kwona va Moyo umomthereri hanzi ini ndakarwa Hondo. Hanzi takaenda ku Hondo is hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for. Kutwa lokho kuphumayo. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi nangu Nikros Kajengo hanzi ndiwo kava Kajengo aripo parunare. Vari kuti haiwa isu vechidiki tirikurima tirikurima tirikurima. Saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisiri kufa nezhara, saka ndokuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengwa kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi va Moyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa aisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakhasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo. Ngiyamabona ama-hearts lama-likes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nangunkosinathi uthi asinimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoya. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kuti netsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban. My smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo. Let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiripo parinare?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro ava va Moyo. Vakarwa Hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvadzi isu were dying from hunger. Zhara 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 yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo and you're producing the good stuff. Where's the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting to GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors,
like livestock. You know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell locally. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader. It's multifaceted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiwaka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanchi Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, trukurima, and trukwita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi urugenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
Asiwaka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import as a country cooking oil while it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a wish wash sentimentalism.
All right, ndikubatei pamuromo ndibve ndatora mutereri nyezo kuti ndinomulalela ecingweni kola muterera ari parunare ndiani?
Masuku
baba masuku njani?
Nanda ayitiminitini.
Angiphilile usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Yebo kulungile.
Na ngumnumzana wami. Qhubekela phambili baba.
Into esifayela lo baba okhuluma yena uvala unyamuza sibili. Ngizama ukujustify into ezingayizwisisiyo. Ngoba nxa sikhuluma nge-agrobusiness eZimbabwe. So we're talking ukuthi umuntu angasebenza ulonto ayitholayo. Ngoba ungakhangela kahle singiza unika umzekeliso ukuthi kulabafana abaningi labamantombazane abangene ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, bathatha amayouth babanika amabond. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Yalo nje ukulima. Business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu yamnika lobo ungaze umnika inkakala kade ensimu engelamali yalima etholane. Okwamanje kathesi akula muntu olemali. There's nothing like electricity. There's nothing like izibi lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system. And the more so, ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula ina ungane samanzi. So in all aspects there's nothing that is going to come out of this farming. It might be centuries and centuries of years. But to be very honest, agula and epuman.
So how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
Into le uti revive again, take a terapa. I think abantu labana bange move abavese kwingeni. Abavume ukuthi ulutho lolu alisebenza abalwenza. Sokufuna ukuncediswa ngazo zonke indlela ngoba ungakhangela isiza kude kude we've been having these people in power labanye bayabe behlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything but eventually if you look at it akulanto ephumayo ngoba ilizwe leli has been a bread basket of Southern Africa but kathesi is just a basket elingelalutho so they should find with our policies are our surveillance. Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are the Maranjani to mine. A man that paid a catastrophe of kind since he took land 2000 up to now. I was going to have to get a now, 20 years, plus
Baba Masu, 20 years. What's the use of it? Gigenga Kulma Lukachengo and Ukachengo and has been on the program before and he was talking about amabhanga khona, like for example in power bank ekhona for abantu abasakhulayo but in power bank ikhona and bona even in the power bank itself kuthi ikhona division lapho bakhangela ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things in the Liam Kabe, Tom Bandwano, who went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are political. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in Awusa or Mugu. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. You see, Guma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from. So when people are speculating all these things, Kumama Pepe and Ukanya Hani. There's nothing that is going to come out of this. And the Kaena Gates, as much as we are, from the Yamate Pelodin, we have got a lot of this income. But at Gates, there was an Aloba Kuma and Move Hale, he's trying to just tell it right. This is the moment of the income was that. Imala Tola, Imali, Namukua Tola, 1,000 pound. Plus, at that point, is useless. Is he going to get into the business next day?
Ayisukuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. What is ukuthi yena ukhajenga othini ngoba about everything you said, I guess. Right, hi Zimbabwe muhle, hi udaba lukhona ukukhala ngani uyachisa uyachisa. Vakajengo muri popa runare.
Yes, I'm here.
Andizi hangu kuti munonzwa ndebele, munonzwa ndebele.
Partly.
Right. Ma Eva Masuka wapindo wakabata nyaya zakawanda, but chanyato ndi that I think stood out of everything was the issue yokuti hanzi warimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. Asi iyo RTGS dollar yacho hanzi ainaka na value mnomuka makuseni yakunzi 1:9 ne user. Mangwana yagunz 1:10. The next day yagunz 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as umuntong sakula yewechidiki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think, let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized. It's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what you call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even EcoCash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a mouth current system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in the U.S. They are not, you know, they are not prohibited to sell in Forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in Forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, you know, the best option for them, either to sell in RTGS, EcoCash, bond, or even foreign currency, including even rand.
it's usable in Zimbabwe.
Hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu nekuti hanzi ati print ma US dollar imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati what ndikutengesa forge, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ, some figures that have gone by the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regarding kubate pamuromo vakajengo nditore mtereri angezo kusingilo mlalele ecingweni kola mlalele ecingweni aripari nari ndiani
ikimasera si
tripo zuru kufambe re mkomo
andri bo ndi mkoma donald
mamboma zuru kufambe
bo jaiso kurise iko bo
mushe kana mshifara situ kufarao.
I want to farm koma.
Murukunzo akajengo ari kutaura nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutaura nezve unemployment uyezve tichikurukura ne vamiriri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Vari kuti vane chivimbiso chokuti varoda kugadzirisa nyaya dziri munyika, especially pachotarisa nyaya dzeunemployment. Imungati nazvo izvo.
Kungotaurawo vanenge vachizamawo kungotaurawo kungofadzawo vanhu vanenge vashoma vanogona kufadzawo.
Hanzi space iripo vamamboma for vanhu vechidiki hamubvume nazvo here izvozvo?
Hapana chati chabvuma mukoma taivako kumusha uko tichido, hapana chati chamboda kuhwa kana kwavakuwanara kana chimwe chati chambondwa, hapana. Nokuti zvavo zvose mapromise avo tomaziva.
Zvino
kugona kungotaura hapana kana chinobuda mukoma. Zvino vanhu mukatakati hurumende chinoikonesa basa ka inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese, navo vaivhukunyura makuya vanhu hapana chatakaona. Zuro ndizuro vanoda kungobata zvida kukombandida varungu vakadzingwa mabrazi, hapana chatakaona. Vanoda kungobatabata kwese kwese, hapana kana chinhu wanu chavanokwanisa kuimplimenta. Unza maideas hazvina kana ndezvobuda mberi, hatina kana chatakaona mubomba. Youth empowerment yakatanga kare zvokudai yanga chinzi inobereka zvibereko. Vanhu vose titi hakuna kana mwana achiri kumonza achatambura muzimbabwe. Hapana chinobuda apa, kungotaurawo.
Zvino vanje vamamboma mukoma Doni, kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo, toendera mberi sei? Nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro, ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti tofamba sei.
Aiwa, hakuvapo pazvigaro hakurangu hazvingati varipo havo, asi vanongova vakazvimirira, vari kurepresenta pachavo. Hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo, vari kuzvirepresenta nemhuri dzavo. Noti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinandi basa rese, hapana chatingazivi apa.
Mune mvunzo here wamama muchida kukanda kuna vakajengo?
Mvunzo wangu wakati wangupa wangoti vanozozvikwanisa sei, vakakoniwa kumashure kwese zvozobuda sei?
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo. Tinotenda
chavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yekuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii, akangokona kwese kumashureko.
Regai tinzwe kuti
vangokona izvozvo,
azvimbovapa
tarisiro chocho chii?
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo. Handiti
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years makakoni wa Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo wa Hanzi yango breadbasket nje. Hapana kana chinjiribo. Manzwa mambo Hanzi makakoni wa all these years. Msiano uripo chi?
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure. Of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly,
Recently, we experienced another, you know, a disaster, certainly die. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the dung that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of food, of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And there has got a number of polytechnic that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chain in their, you know, more facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded and embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDGs.
Mhm. I want again to take pamromo. I hear my second guest okhonehlelweni umnumzana ukhula kwashe Muntsanka enhlanganiso ye AgroPulse. Yena uMuntsanka njalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Kusho ukuthi hayi Pawanuti Chiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top best, the bestest of the farmers in Lizwen. As is when we say na Muntsanka utin or double koneko twin. Muntsanka nya gwamgela kuhlelo bunanza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike kunjani?
Hayi ngiphilile wena unjani?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabule khona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger elizweni when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala kumele sibili be khulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yipi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho yayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Nethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe and indlala le abayikhulumayo nethemba yokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPulse lapha engiba khona ngu-secretary for projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo sithi kwabatsha i-emphasis yethu kwabatsha sithi kwabatsha nganini umhlabathi ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho, ngumalumakho, ubususitshela ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares, lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini, lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiprocessa khonapho khonokho elikulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live indawo elikhona, sesiprocessile sokuyi. And a product. But manje abatsha aba they are not coming forth ababuyi.
Abakwenzani? Why are they not coming forth? Ukuthi what happened?
Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi yikucabangela ukuthi hayi madoda akusoze kuphumelele lokho hayi akulanto enje okunye abanye bethi hayi lokhu it's too good to be true ukuthi besinike ama-input konke khathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sesilo mhlangano le-command agriculture omkhulu wabo uthi no as command agriculture we are saying young people, you know, we are not in the business of giving abantu ilendi. But it's like ukuthi bayishela ilendi ku government and abahambe ebazalini babo bethu ilendi. Sebebuya, we give them input. When we give them input, sebehlanyela ngoba bonke abantu abathatha ama input ngabantu abadala, you know, those people are connected. But abanye laba basebenza kajana. Ama reason akwesaba abawazi ukuthi ama reason wathi kumpiwe ikuvila sasa.
So could Akwashi tell me something? Abantu abasakhulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into the agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, okwakhathesi, we are in negotiations. Amele abantu bekwazi ukuqala ukuthi inhlanganiso yama Agropol was launched this year ngohulumende. Njalo nje, we are in a process of negotiating with ama donors ukuthi bebuye or financiers ukuthi bebuye besincedise ukuthi sikwanise ukufinancer not only young people but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, sebesesilesikhwama esimelele ama agropos ukuthi siyakwazi ukuncedisa abatsha. But sithi abatsha laba abancediswa sincedisa people already with land kumbe abasebefilelwe i-affidavit ukuthi no nginike indawo yokuthi elime yibo abantu esesibakhangelayo. Njalo nje we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through a youth desk elidwa ngubaba Okanjengo lo okhulumayo, where we are also identifying ama young people around the country abale potential to become ama champion farmers njengathi thina. Then labo senzeni sisebenze labo not only with giving it finance but also giving it technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So ukhuluma nje kathesi abanye bacabanga ukuthi sikhuluma ama crops kuphela ukuthi zingene into eziyabo fishing. Kathesi we are working with a program edinga khonale ulindiso uya mbuthile ukuthi kuli bantu bakulindiswe mujathane monse doma jathana mujathe vashi kuli Zambezi and then we process that fish the matimba which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agropo, creating an agropo.
Right, kuda wathi ngikubambe kancane ecingweni ngithatha umlaleli wami okhona ecingweni angithi
siyabonga.
Right, rega inimbuthora umthera ari kupinda muchirongwa par nare ndikudzo ndina va Atkin Rungana va mukoma zviri kufamba
zviri kufamba mukoma mai makasimbe
mushe mushe ndimi kama apinda muchirongwa mamuchiti tinoita zvefarm izvo tinozviziya izvo
hayo ndatenda nekundiso muchirongwa mukoma maiki vandatenda nekundipo mukana wekuteurona nakajengwa
mhm. Right, waka jengu wari poparu nari waru kuteerira tina zvekare mkuda kwashe Monsanka we msangano we Agropos. Tuotanga nungunzo oma onrenyu nezwe sekta edu ye agriculture. Imimurumu owe chidiki magambo nduzo wa kutumunuita zwe farming. Tuze oma onrenyu.
Ya imoni rangu mukati ye agriculture sector ndikona nge zvaka oma mukoma maigove hapana makwanisira tingamboite sechidiki kuti kwanise kurima mukati ne agriculture yemuZimbabwe zvaka oma zvisingaiti nekuti ndimbofaya for example ma input ndakambotenga ma input this month ichangotanga like fertilizer for the meantime ipa 260 bond note. Can you imagine that if I'm a young farmer, can I give an order farmer what you need 2 years at Jirima, I'm just going to see and I said that you wrote up. So by putting that my chemicals, my duty, I'm going to make Zimbabwe, I'm going to make it really agricultural based, whereas agriculture is you wrote up my inputs. We cannot go anywhere. So you have now, if you will take care of the Chikwanse Buri, my coach, you will not even today in the thing that you will get $80 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka zvino
young farmers
zvino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzirai vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevator nyaya yeunemployment munyika zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba zvinhu zviri kudhura hatichakwanise nekurima nekurima kwacho unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi
Right. Zando fungi zirendo na government kana kurinzi inokwanisa isizvo inogara ichitaura dai kurinzi inozozviita ayo taigona kutienda chaizvo kuti ikwanise kupa mainput wayo ari kudhura kumarket then ngaichitipa mainput isusu semayoung farmers tobva tamashandisa nenzira kwayo athink izvo zvinoita kuti hurumende yedu ive inosimudzirika especially vakakwanisa kupinda panhau yecontract farming kuti vopa mainput kumafarmers and then by that way tokwanisa kuproduce something
mm-hmm. Rega mune mvunzo wa mamuchida kukandira vakajengwe here kana kuda kwashi.
Eh ndine mvunzo ndoda kuvakandira.
Kandai vari kunzwa ivaripo parunara.
Eh vakajengwe ndikumbiro kubvunza kuti ko zvatiri ma young farmers we pane vanhu vakabva kufamini vakawanda stereo why mpinda kwanisa kuvapo ma lands vanhu ivavo you have to give those people land so that they can produce something to the nation otherwise mukasawapa land vanhu ivavo zvinoramba zvichidhakwa inini I wonder kuti pandopinda ma prize nezvo ndovanzoona vanhu vane land they are uneducated but yet ma graduates they are there vana land so ya kuti even you vanhu vachona vari kupuwa land some they are my OVs some vakangosiyana siyana those people you should look at them nobobvunza kuti have you ever looked at the graduates who are there kuti muwapo mukana wekuti vaproduce what is this land
vakajengo muripo parinare rapo Mr. Kajengo
umatreat varingopfuura hawo ongonzi land iyo munhu ada munda anoita inonzi muchirungu application anoapplya through ma district land office edu through ma provincial land office edu kana achinge aita apply anoiswa pa waiting list kana vanhu vachinge vaallocatewa at the moment hurumende ine urongwa huri kutofamba pari zvino hweaudit saka audit iyoyo sitozotaura nemutungamiri wedu wenyika kuti vari kutarisa vane mapurazi akakurisa vane mapurazi akawanda zvoita kuti vechidiki nevamwe vasinawo pavo pekurima vavanewo pekubata rega kuora mwoyo shamwari don't lose hope usatange kushoropodza kana kuti kuzvidza chinhu kwati wapinda machiri haufaniri kuyera nyoka negawe iyo iripo iwe applya kana waapplya after time yatoita tiisusu yaunenge waudzwa kuti svika nguva dzakati kana isina kuita ozviva nechichemo nechinhu chokutanga kechipiri panyaya yanga uri kutaura yemainputs kuti ari kudhura tine mainputs ari pakasiyana kune mainputs etobhako kana kuti efodya kune mainputs edonje kune mainputs echibage zvese zviri kuita necontract farming government ine yainoti subsidized like command agriculture mapurizes ecommand anenge akachipa nekuti hurumende inobvisa chimwe chikamu toenda tobhako research board trb ine urongwa hwayo hwekupa varimi vechidiki mainputs etobhako kunyange timb zvakare ine same program hurumendewo zvakare ine urongwa hwekubatsira vanhu chirongwa chagara chichiitwa kuzvirimwa zvinoita semasmall grain kana kuti donje zvova vulnerable paprogram inoitwa nemutungamiri wenyika inopiwa vanhu pachena vanonzi mavulnerable vulnerable kureva vanhu vakaremerwa neupenyu hwavo vangava vanhu vakwegura vangava vanhu vakaremara kunyange vechidiki vasina pekutangira muri mukategori yemavulnerable humwe mutungamiri wenyika president put scheme iripo yakamirira imi so mukachema muri kunze musingapinde mukati musangoramba muchichema pindai mukati mufambe mufambe wekune vamwe maofisi edu aripo maofisi yeagritechs aripo opd iripo maofisi yamujiti kana kuti da nemamwe maofisi ehurumende aripo pakukubatirai zvirongwa zviriko zvinoyambutsa vanhu
Atkin uchiripo parinare here Atkin uchiripo here
ndiripo parinhare mukoma hove
are you happy neresponse yavakajengo
aiwa ndafara chose neresponse yavo asi nemubvunzo futi mumwe kana vachiri kukwanisara kumupindura
wekupedzisira
mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndewekuti vakwanisa kuchigadzirisa manje panhau yemaket isinzi tanzwa kuti mainputs anokwanisa kuaccesseka rigt panhau yemaket manje ngazvichivaka kuti munhu akashingaira kuti arimi handiitika apiwa mainputs kunyange zvisingabuda hazvo but akapiwa marketing ngaichiroka reliable kana ngaichiro attractive zvafanira kuti tobago this year ndakarima tobago zvakanyanya but ndikuona market yachona iri kuita kuti next year I think hope yacho kuti ndidzokere futi munda next year inogona kuve iri low kwandiri asi munhu akazvipira ake kurima ndogona kudzokera zvekare ndikaenda vachitry kuti market ivo attractive so that you kana even market yacho ive chibage chechauri kutaura ngaive attractive zvekare because 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munhu akwanise kudzokera mumufamily I think that's my last question.
Mhm. Vaka Jengo, one more time. Let's try this again.
Kuti ngatarise ma sector ese kana uri murimi ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri pavi chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu locally muno muZimbabwe chekupiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kuda kuti maexport zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuita yatinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti iso muenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hupfu tinoona kuti 10 kg inenge yakaita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition nokuexporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwasho tinzoti vangati kuda kwasho sakonekcimwena. Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, Kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. Niyavumelana na labo. Ukuthi ilendi ithiwa abantu abangafuniyo ukuyisebenzisa or abangakwanisiyo ukuyisebenzisa. Abafuna ukuthatha maybe for speculative purposes. While it's labana abafundeleyo ukuthi belime are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because uhulumende cannot come and knock at everybody's door. Ethi, hey, usufundile, uzothatha umhlabathi. Ngoba abanye bafundile, but they want just to educate others. Abanye bafundile, they want to be agronomists. Abafuna ukuyelima. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agritechs offices, akhulunywe ngubaba uKajengo, and then apply for land. Once that bengaphiwa iland, those are the people abamele bethuthukise ilizwe. But manje abantu laba abakwenzayo ukuthi after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them ukuthi dinganini umsebenzi. Awubafundisi ukuthi hambani bedinga iland, how to apply for iland. So I would wish ukuthi curriculum yabo address that deficiency. Ukuthi no, don't go and look for attachment ETC land. But hambani ledinga umhlabathi. This is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama-groups enu, kuma-colleges yenu nalawo. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I create a way to demonstrate capacity. Then it is that we need a individual by individual. I think it's when they are
just right.
And then the other point I
raised. Kuda is cut. Yes, is cut. 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 Unfortunately, kodwa ngizakudinga saqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu kuhlelo lonwe labasakhulayo that we have every Sunday. Ngizakudinga so that singenise ku radio. Zulukandaba isikhathi nguba ndiyajganana isikhathi sethu yomangoyi nguba yapera tasuka kumagumo echirongwa nasithathi ndiyatsoziya ngeye unemployment tichikhurukura nevakuru vebazi rinoona nezvekurima. There were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile, anokoneka nemfaro. Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.